town in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store explaining Lum's building arrangement to Grandpappy Spears. Listen.
Hey, what's the Widder Cobb going to be out there for? Is she going to help build this house?
No, Grandpap. She just wants to make sure that Lum's going to put up a decent-looking house, not some little old shack out there.
Well, what does she care about that? She ain't going to live in it. The foster childers is there.
Why, yeah, but it's being built on her lot. See, Lum bought the lot from her, but he ain't paid her no money for it yet. And she claims it's still her property till she gets the money for it.
Well, when's Lum aiming on paying her?
Not till after the place is built and sold.
Huh. Well, I never heard of a seven-legged arrangement like that before.
Yeah, well, that's the way Lum's building the whole thing. He made the same deal with Hugh Garrett on the carpenter work and with Lester Parks on the lumber.
Lester Parks?
Yeah, he's foreman over at Walt Bates' sawmill, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He handled all the selling and all that over there for Walt.
Well, wait a minute. You mean Lum ain't put up a cent of money himself?
Not one single red penny.
Well, I'll be a monkey spavin-legged uncle. How in the world did all them folks stand still for a deal like that?
Well, see, they don't exactly know it, Grandpap. Each one of them thinks that Lum has paid all the rest of them on the job, so it looks like that to them they ain't taking so much of a chance, you know.
Oh, that Lum, that Lum. What if they get to talking amongst themselves and find out what old Lum's doing?
Well, he figured that out, too. The three folks that's putting up everything ain't speaking to one another.
Did old Lum arrange that, too?
No, he was just lucky there. See, Hugh and Lester was both sparking at the Widder Cobb, and they tried to get the inside track by telling a pack of lies about the other, and finally got to where she just stopped speaking to both of them.
Oh, for the pity of Lum, he sakes alive.
But I'm afeard Lum's little plan ain't gonna work out any too good. Leastways, not after the showdown they're more likely having out there right this minute.
Showdown?
Well, that's what I'm telling you about. The Widder Cobb told Lum last night she's gonna be over at the lot this morning, big as life, to see just exactly what kind of a house he's putting up. And natural, the first thing she's going to see is that Hugh Garrett is the builder.
Well, don't she know that?
Why, of course not. Lum didn't dare tell her that. He finally just had to tell her that he was a builder himself.
Him a builder?
That's what he told her.
Oh, for pity's sake. Lum don't know the first pigeon-toed thing about building a bull-legged house.
I know it.
He couldn't build a better house than Charles Geiger.
Well, he can't build no kind as far as I know. You ought to hear him telling her how he's going to build it. Got himself mixed up something wonderful.
Well, he's in a jam again.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Of course, with him, that ain't nothing new.
No. This is the first three-way jam he's ever been in, though.
Branching out, huh?
Must be. You know, I'm sort of worried about Lum this time, though, Grandpap. He's getting older.
No, not according to him, he ain't.
Well, he is, regardless of what he says. He can't stand many more kicking around, I don't think.
He ain't as old as Charles Geiger.
Well, I don't know. I know Lum's getting up there, though. He just don't realize what trouble he's got himself into.
Well, he never does till it's too late.
Well, he claimed he's going to study up some way to keep the Widder Cobb away from there this morning, but as far as I know, he never did do it.
Yeah, I don't know how you could keep the Widder Cobb away no ways. Again, that woman makes up her mind to do something. There ain't no one thing in this knock-kneed world that can keep her from doing it.
No, you're right about that.
Charles Geiger couldn't keep her away from that. You don't know who Charles Geiger is.
No, and I don't want to, Grandpap. You're always bringing up some feller I don't know, and I try to explain something to you, and you keep telling me about him.
I don't know him myself, but I read about him in the paper.
All right.
He was up in Canada somewhere.
Just let it go now, if you want me to tell you about Lum.
Go ahead.
I just want to tell you the main reason I'm worried about Lum is that, well, I'm just afraid something will happen to him, and I reckon I ought to be over there with him.
No, you don't want to get mixed up in this. Liable to be some scuffling over there.
Well, I know, but Lum might need me. I better go over there. Will you watch your store for me?
I wouldn't do it far as you have me. You're just asking for trouble.
Well, Grandpap, they might have hit Lum. Might have knocked him down. He might be laying away on a cold ground unconscientious.
You're breaking my heart.
Yeah, you take care of things, Grandpap. I won't be gone long.
Well, wait a minute, Abner.
I've got to help poor old Lum, Grandpap. Lum? Lum? Doggy, they must have took him away. Lum? Kate Long.
Yeah, here I am, Abner.
Huh?
Down here.
Oh, my goodness, you're down. They got you. Are you hurt bad, Lum? I told you you oughtn't to come over here.
For pity's sake, what's all the fuss about?
Yeah, just take it easy now, Lum. I'll take care of
you. Well, let go of me.
Oh, that's right. I ain't supposed to move you, Emma. That's what the first aid book said. Don't move them. Throw a blanket over them. Give them artificial perspiration. I'll slap a splint on you, Lum.
I ain't got no broke leg.
Oh, well, thank goodness for that. Where'd they get you? In the neck? Just a minute, I'll put a tourniquet around it.
What in the world's the matter with you, Abner? I'm all right.
Well, what are you laying there on the ground for?
Just measuring some of these rooms. The way Hugh Garrett's got them staked out here, they don't look right to me. They look kind of small. See, I figure I'm a little over 6 foot tall, and it's taken 1.5 of me to go from that wall there down to this corner.
I don't care about that, Lum. Tell me about the fight.
What fight?
Well, there must have been one when the Widder Cobb and Hugh Garrett got together. Which one of them hit you first, Lum?
Abner, there weren't no fight. The Widder didn't show up.
She never. She said yesterday she's going to be here.
I know it, but from the reports I got, the poor woman's sick in bed today.
Sick in bed? Well, if you ain't the luckiest human.
Well, now, don't say that, Abner. Here's a poor woman down in bed ailing, and all you can talk about is my good luck.
Well, you are lucky. Oh, me, if that hadn't happened to her, you might be the one that's down in bed ailing. Your whole building plans would be ruined, too.
Well, that's just the way fate works things out sometimes, Abner. You oughtn't to sit around being glad about her misfortune, though.
Well, maybe not, but you ought to be. If she had come over here and found out that Hugh
Wait a
Garrett...
minute, you ought to come square skimp now.
Oh.
Whatever you do, don't tell him nothing about this house deal I'm working.
Well, what would he do about it?
I don't know. I just feel safer if he don't know nothing about it. Try to get him on some other subject if you can.
Like what, for instance?
Oh, just anything. Find out. Well, howdy, Squire.
Well, gentlemen, gentlemen. Looks like a little construction work's going on over here.
Yeah, it does, sorter.
Yeah, this must be the place you're building I heard about, Lum. Lester Parks told me he sold you the lumber for it, on credit. Evidently, you're trying to build it without putting up much cash.
Oh, no, I don't know whatever give you idea like that. I've got plenty of cash.
Well, good, good. You're just the man I want to see, then. I've just been appointed head of the committee to raise funds for the USO for 1947.
The USO, huh?
Yes, sir. We've still got a big job to do there, Lum. A lot of people don't realize it, but we've still got 1.5 million men in uniform. And there's a lot that we have to do for those boys. We've got to furnish clubs and camp shows for them. There's an awful lot we've got to do for the veterans in the hospitals, too. Oh, a big debt to those men.
Yeah, you're right about that, Squire.
I wish I had time to tell you some of the work that the USO personnel is doing in the hospitals to help those men in their struggle back to a normal life.
Well, you don't need to sell me on that, Squire.
That's all right. I'm not going to ask you for a donation right now, Lum. But now, when you and Abner make out your check for the community chest this year, you better make them just a little bit bigger this time. You see, you can give to your USO through your community chest.
That's the red feather.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Don't worry, Squire. We'll go the limit on that.
Well, that's fine, that's fine. By the way, did you know that the Widder Cobb is ill?
She is.
You know that, Lum.
Hey, Chef.
I just stopped by her house to talk to her about the USO, and her neighbor, Miss Adams, is over there and told me Miss Cobb is having a very bad attack of hay fever.
Well, I do know. I'm awful sorry to hear that. Hay fever, huh?
Yes, she's been a long sufferer of that, you know, Lum.
Well, that's a shame.
Yes, it is, yes, it is. Well, I've got to run along. I've got a lot of people I want to contact yet today. Be sure and make that a good big contribution this time now, man.
Yeah, we'll do it, Squire. Glad you brung it up.
Yes, yeah, so long, Squire.
I don't know where we're going to get the money for that, but we've got to find it somewhere.
Hay fever? So that's what you got. Well, if this house ever gets built, Lum, you'll have a good case of hay fever to thank for it.
No, I wouldn't say that, Abner.
Lum, if that Widder Cobb hadn't come down with a hay fever this morning, she'd have been over here throwing a monkey into this whole ranch. Why, she once got to talking to Hugh Garrett. Why, for the land's sake, look at Cedric rushing over here.
Huh?
Looks like he's been shot out of a canyon. What's your hurry, Cedric?
Hey, Mr. Lum, you've got to get somebody else to take that job from now on.
What job, Cedric?
Oh, it ain't nothing at all, Abner. I'll talk to you some other time about that, Cedric.
Well, I'm telling you, Mr. Lum, I can't sit up there on the roof of the Widder Cobb's house and shake goldenrod down her chimney another single minute.
Goldenrod? Down the chimney?
Cedric, hush up.
So that's how come the Widder to come down with hay fever. Lum,
Abner, I've just got to get this house built. Cedric, what's the reason you can't do it no more?
Well, the main reason is that I'm getting it worse than she is.
Well, with Cedric allergic to goldenrod, what can Lund think up now to keep construction going smoothly?